February 1st. Wow. Seems like only a month ago I immersion blended the top of my finger. Oh, wait. It was only a month ago. And it's slowly healing. I can type on my computer with all 10 fingers, though the feeling in the injured one is still a bit off. Mostly because the surgical glue hasn't totally worn off, which is normal. I know, because I googled, how long does it take for surgical glue to wear off? And that's what they said. We've had a few warm days lately. By warm, I mean around 30. Why is 30 degrees so cold in the fall and so warm in the winter? But mostly, we've been hanging in the 20s, sometimes colder. And morning walks with Scamp have been frigid, single digits, and then you add in a wind chill, and we're talking a feels-like factor of below zero. Charlie's been doing an early shift at work, so the dog duties fall to me in the AM. It's not too bad if you're dressed right, but God, isn't that a process? What with the long underwear, double socks, polar fleece under a snowmobile suit, thick moisturizer on my face to protect it, gloves under mittens, neck gaiter, scarf, hat, and sorrels. Scamp and me always walk for at least 15 minutes. My rule is we have to stay out longer than it takes me to get suited up and then undressed when I get home. And honey, 15 minutes is just cracking the minimum. My crock pot is getting a workout like it does every winter. In fact, the other day, I started fantasizing about having two slow cookers. I could make soup for lunch and a stew for dinner at the same time. This is what it's come to, folks. I'm no longer fantasizing about hot men. I'm fantasizing about hot meals. Yep, my crock pot and my electric blanket dual control are my best buddies right now. Despite the cold, the women who run with the moose are still managing to get together for a girls' night once a week. Nothing big, just spending time with friends, sharing good food and warm drinks. Lately, we've been on this coffee with Frangelico, Bailey's, and whipped cream kick. The coffee is decaf, but the whipped cream is the real stuff because we have our priorities in order. And God, don't we gab and laugh up a storm. Me and the girls are thinking of signing up for a Bollywood workout class down to Moose Megantic Adult Ed. Shirley's the last holdout, but she'll come around. She always does. And it's time for my annual reminder. Tomorrow's Groundhog's Day, the official cutoff for all Christmas decorations. You can keep your wreaths up till the end of February if you take off the red bow and replace it with something less Christmassy. This year, I bought a wreath with fake fruit on it, apples and pears, so I wouldn't have to sweat it. We still don't have a ton of snow, so do it now. You don't want to be one of those houses where the crocuses have to nudge aside a deflated, inflatable Santa in order to bloom. Well, I'm off to perform some crockpot magic. Bundle up, baby. It's cold outside. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.